Hello, welcome to the podcast of Startup Recruitment Failures. I'm Indra, founder and CEO of Jobrely. We're building artificial intelligence for outbound recruitment. And today my guest is Pavel Rakhu, co-founder at Fair. Pavel, could you please introduce yourself and your company?
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me on the podcast, Indra. So I'm the guy responsible for building the technical side of Flair. We do sentiment analysis for video calls, everything from engagement and emotional analysis, but also audio and tonal analysis on audio. And we do transcripts as well.
Okay, great. So thank you for being here. And what is the recruitment failure you had to share with us?
I don't know if I can call it a recruitment failure, but maybe because the company is fairly young. So we were incorporated mid 2022. Mm-hmm. And at the time, we didn't have an AI person and we really needed one. Without AI, we wouldn't exist. So we cannot do our product without AI. So AI was an important, and it still is an important part of the company. Mm-hmm. So in this search of a founder, a founding member with AI capabilities or knowledge, we were almost ready to embrace anyone that would join. At the time, we didn't have the knowledge, nor the money, nor the connection, so to say. Mm-hmm. So I think that was the, if I think back, and this wasn't that long ago, it was half a year ago, but it certainly feels like a long time ago. So if I look back at the reasons why this person ended up not being with us or not joining us full time, was because me and my co-founder Jim, we didn't really vested that person. So we were willing to not necessarily getting everyone. Obviously we had standards, but mm-hmm. if the guy had AI knowledge, had experience in startups and was willing to work with us, we would get along. Those were the criteria. Mm-hmm. What didn't went that well was the level of involvement. So we were on different pages on that, and it took us maybe 3 months to really understand that this was a problem for us, a problem mm-hmm. for Flair. So ultimately, we ended up not working together.
Mm-hmm. So what happened?
So me and Jim at the time were working full time for the mm-hmm. company. And we were willing to have this person with us, more or less on a part-time level. And just like, okay, let's do this. We need this AI person. We like the guy. We hang out with him. He's a nice guy, competent. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and see how it goes. And very soon, maybe one month after, we realized that because me and Jim were at a different pace than him, so he would work a full-time job and working with us. Mm-hmm. So we were on a very different pace levels. So mm-hmm. me and Jim would develop way faster than he would be able to catch up with us. Mm-hmm. So this was one of the first red lights that we encountered. Okay, so we thought that part-time would be enough, but maybe it's not. Mm-hmm. So this started the conversation. Okay, so what can we do? How can we adapt?
Mm-hmm. And so are you all developers?
No, so Jim is dealing with the business side of things. I am developing, so I'm leading the development team. Mm-hmm. I'm also a developer. And this person would be in charge of the AI side of things. So developer, you can think of development, everything apart from AI. So the models, the training, the data structure and all that stuff. So
Okay. But so I think it's normal, right? If a person is not working full-time but part-time, so you won't be on the same phase.
Yeah. Yeah, that's but we thought this wouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
And it was.
And what was the problem? It's like he wasn't able to offer this part of the time, this amount of the time you expected, but there was no results he was providing.
No, none of that. So the problem was we needed to go faster. That's it. So the results were there. The person would show up for the meeting or whatever we would have, mm-hmm. would make questions. So nothing related with the involvement of the person. So everything related with the speed that the things we were delivering things. Mm-hmm. And we needed them faster. So because the guy, I mean, he's working a full-time job and with us, obviously, mm-hmm. There's only 24 hours in the day and you kind of need to sleep. So the problem was the speed of delivering stuff wasn't good enough for us.
Mm-hmm. And did you let this person go and started looking for another one, or what were the actions you've taken?
So we started working together, I believe, in June, something like that. And if I recall correctly, we stopped working together maybe end of September. Mm-hmm. So it took us a while to, obviously, you start realizing things and then try to resolve the problem and realize again and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. What ended up happening, so we wanted a founding member, meaning he would get equity and some salary when we have the money. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, the person ended up not joining. So we had a vesting period. We had so the person ended up not joining. From our side, we ended up not going forward with him. So
mm-hmm. So whose decision was to separate?
I think we came to a more or less same conclusion at the same time. So me and Jim were discussing how can we have the guy and keep our promises and keep the interests of the company. Mm-hmm. So this trio that I really find very interesting. And we realized that it wasn't really possible unless he was willing to work with us full time. Mm-hmm. So the problem was always the speed of delivery thing. So.
But isn't it better to have a person part time in comparison to don't have any person being able to develop AI?
That's a good question, and I would say yes. Mm-hmm. But I think it really depends. In our particular case, I have some experience in AI, so it's not like mm-hmm. I'm completely, I don't know anything about it. So, but we wanted someone that could be full-time on it because I have everything else. Mm-hmm. So we needed someone with AI capabilities to enhance what we already had. Mm-hmm. And what we already had was good enough for an MVP.
Okay.
So that's why we didn't hire the person to build the MVP. We hired the person to build the next AI model and everything that's needed for us to mm-hmm. take the company further. So that was the objective, because we already had an MVP. It was working. It's still working. So
okay. Yeah, so it wasn't a very big failure.
It depends, because it depends how you look at it. So mm-hmm. I look at it, we're 6 months behind.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's the way I look at it. Now, on the bright side of the things, 2 weeks ago, we have the head of AI that joined us. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, and he's working full time and he's making questions, and we're really happy so far with him. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, we're still on track. So we have a person that will take care of that part of the AI. But mm-hmm. I always want to have things faster. So.
Of course, yeah. Everyone does, I believe.
Yeah.
And so would you say that it's not okay if a person is willing to join a team, a founding team, and only could offer part-time of work? It's not going to work. Or there are some cases that it could work.
I think it really depends on the type, on the area that the person will join. Mm-hmm. Because if you, let's say you are joining a startup as a VP of sales and you're working part-time, I think you can do it. So mm-hmm. 4 hours a day or 3 hours, whatever the case may be, I think you can do it. On our side, I started this conversation with AI, we wouldn't be able to do our job without AI. So mm-hmm. The AI person, I can go away, Jim can go away, but the AI person needs to stay. That's mm-hmm. the core part of the company. And I think when it comes to the core part of the company, that's really hard to have it part-time. So mm-hmm. I don't think Jim, which is the CEO of the company, would be able to do it part-time, because mm-hmm. neither he nor me, we have time to we're always late to something.
I think one thing, it's, speed up all the processes. Another thing, I believe, is the involvement, because if it's only a work, like, for example, a corporate work, right? You can go do some tasks, maybe not all of them, and everything is still going, right? Because there are more people responsible for that. In a startup, when you are a founder, you have to wake up with this thinking about what else you could do, how you can make everything more efficient, and you go to sleep with these thoughts, right? If you have another job, it's too complicated, right? How can you think about two different things at the same time? You cannot. It's just like very exhausting. And I think at the end, not too many results you can achieve.
Yeah, I think unless you're, and there might be people out there that can do it. But I think in this, at least maybe this is a very dramatic way of looking at it. But I think, as when you are a founding member of a company, mm-hmm. in the really beginnings, I think the risk of getting burned out, it's so high that if you're not like aware, okay, so I need to stop. Mm-hmm. And because if you don't stop, you'll always have to, something else to do until midnight or two mm-hmm. in the morning. So you kind of need to calibrate that. Okay, so now it's time to, tomorrow it's also another day. Mm-hmm. I can do that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Which is really hard to do.
This is why I'm wearing all this Aura ring.
Yeah.
It's really helping, because if you work until very late, you wake up and you see what is your recovery score, you know. And when you notice after a few days that it's not so good, it's a very good signal for you. You just stop working at the right hour.
Yeah, so that's... So coming back, exactly because of that. So... maybe it's possible to have two jobs, so working a full-time job and a part-time mm-hmm. in a startup or something. But if you are the founding member and your job in the company is important, mm-hmm. like I would give you a hug if you're in this situation.
So but how could be your job not important if you're a founding member, right?
Well, yes, that's another, obviously, if you're a founding member, you kind of do everything, right? Mm. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. So maybe the conclusion is that you have to really be dedicated for this project. I don't know. Maybe there are some other cases. It's just my own experience and other people I met. So there could be some other things. But what I'm also curious is that it seems like you are very successful in attracting talents, because when it comes to AI, like voice recognition or natural language processing, these people are very much in demand. Mm-hmm. And you managed to attract two great people joining your team in almost half a year. How did you do that?
I think Jim shines with connections, like connecting people and connecting with people. Mm-hmm. So Jim found the initial person that ended up not staying with us. Mm-hmm. And also Jim found this person that joined us. Mm-hmm. So I think the trick is if you have a Jim in your life, keep it. Mm-hmm. He'll make wonders. But I think the key, what's easier for us is, I think everyone has some sort of AI in the company. Mm-hmm. Maybe our stuff is actually interesting. Mm-hmm. I can imagine, maybe that's not the case, but I can imagine some AI startup that reads documents, like lawyer documents, and does a summary. Maybe that's also interesting. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I kind of feel like our field has a lot of things. So if you want to do computer vision, we have that. If you want to do NLP, we have that. If you want to do something in between, we also have that. So you can really grow, have the opportunity to grow in AI with us.
Okay, great. Okay, and so to conclude, what would be your key advice for other startup founders or hiring managers?
I don't know for hiring managers, so I never been there, so I don't have that reality, so mm-hmm. I don't think I'm in a good position to say anything to them. But maybe to startups, co-founders, when you're first hiring, like C-level or let's say your core team, I think you kind of need to get your priorities straight. Mm-hmm. And when I say yours personal, but also for the company. Mm-hmm. So not forget about that. And be honest. I think maybe the difference between hiring, be honest with yourself and also with the other person on the other side. So everyone is on the same page and managing these expectations, it's really important. And I feel like we failed to do that the first time and we got it right on the second time. So.
Okay, it's good to learn even from your own mistakes. It's really good. Great, so thank you, Pavel, so much for your time and sharing your story. And thank you to all the listeners. For more podcasts, please visit jobrelife.com.